Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a time to be alive. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Romans 1:18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, and became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, unworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful protesters, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only that do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Now think about this. And also those who approve of what they're doing. Now listen, what we're seeing right now in this country and globally is what we call unstable societies. They're unstable. They're created by the powers of darkness. They're ruled by principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places, spiritual hosts. Their purpose is to put societies, cities, towns, counties, states in a place of instability, because where there's chaos and instability, they can control it. Where there's divine order, they can't. Does everybody understand that? This is what you're seeing all over this country. Unstable societies. Hallelujah. And it says that those who vote for those and approve, who partake in this wickedness against the righteous, will be punished. They'll be what? Punished. Now, I really believe that the Lord is just trying to bring a reality to us of what's going on. Because we're seeing the manifestation of unstable societies being developed. They're controlled by Democrats and Antichrist regimes. Does everybody get it? Antichrist regimes, regardless whether they're Democrats, Republicans, whatever they are, they're Antichrist. If they're Antichrist, they're anti-American. Why? Because this country has been sold out to Jesus. It's got a covenant with Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, or in the latter times, some will depart from following Jesus or from the faith, giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. What do you think all this chaos is out there? They're certainly not following the doctrine of Christ. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. He's saying depart, they've departed from the truth, and they no longer have a pure conscience. It is seared. And it is seared. The reason why it's seared, because it avoids or is an ignorant of conviction. They've allowed their conscience to become seared to avoid conviction. Come on, you can't listen. There is no respect. There is no morality. Why? Instability means instability. They are unstable. Brain dead, maybe. Zombies. Controlled by the powers of darkness. Mind control. Witchcraft and sorcery. Remember, there are principalities. Wickedness in heavenly places, over these territories. You know the presence of demonic forces in the heavenlies by their fruit. That's why you see all these blue states, counties, and cities they call sanctuaries. What are they doing? They're rescuing and protecting what? People that are wicked. I mean, that's plumb nuts. I mean, this is nuts. How can a person call themselves a Christian and promote such wickedness? Because they lie. They are truly not. Remember, Jesus said, many will come in my name. But they won't be. Amen? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. I guess it still baffles me. I'm just still so amazed in how the manifestation of these demonic forces have come from the spiritual into the physical. I mean, this is what we're watching. We are seeing the powers of darkness possessing human hosts, nullifying their spirit of conscience, because that's what God's speaking to them, so they can't hear. I'm telling you, they're brain dead. Dumb, stupid, taking control. They have mindsets and strongholds, demonic forces that are now controlling them. They don't care about their lives. Many of these people who are doing these things are going to prison. In fact, all of them will. They have no reverence of God. They're fools. Like they can escape God. Like God doesn't see or doesn't know. And we have the technology to know every single one of their names, whether they wear a mask or not. Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's happening. It just baffles me that these governors or mayors and so forth, and even these Congress idiots, are going there to protect and try and stand up. I can only watch so much of this stuff where I want to step into the TV and slap the hell out of some of these people and make room for heaven. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 12. Praise be to God. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of things they do not understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption. And will receive the wages of unrighteousness, and those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own what? Deception, while they feast with you. having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin. They've got to do something to create sin. Enticing unstable souls, they have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. You're seeing all of these people out there, they are accursed. It's terrible. And they actually believe in they're doing the things of the right things. They don't believe that they're doing it for God, that's for sure. Some of them are doing it for money, but that's for the wrong reason, isn't it? They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam and the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he was rebuked by his iniquity, a dumb donkey. I guess that's what we need to send out there, some dumb donkeys. Speaking with a man's voice, restrain the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried away by tempests. For whom is reserved the blackness of darkness, what? Forever. Come on, let's go a little further. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. Do you see this? For by whom a person is overcome, by him also is brought into bondage. Verse 20. For if after they had escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than in having known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit. Remember, a dog spiritually is a demon-possessed individual. And a sow having washed to her wallowing in mire. Wow. Unstable souls living in an unstable society. Sounds like Sodom and Gomorrah. Sounds like what? Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at Las Vegas. Unstable society. Another Sodom and Gomorrah. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. All these blue states, counties, seats and positions of authority, they're anti-Christ. And they're promoting unstable societies. And they put their, they can't win elections, so they have to cheat. Putting their own servants in to hold positions so they can fulfill their agenda. And that is to destroy America, which is coveted with God Almighty. But they can't. Ephesians 6, please. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, trickery of the devil, demonic forces. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Look at this. Are you ready? But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. That's what we're battling. That's what's over all of these societies. That's what's controlling them. These are powers of darkness. This is the Nephilim race, the fallen angels, Satan's kingdom. This is not a political battle. This is a biblical battle. Amen? Cities, societies, states run demonic forces, leading their governing leaders with doctrines of demons, creating brain-dead zombies with no conscience. People totally controlled. You know that they're possessed. We need the glory of God to hit these places. Those demons will run right to hell. But we need a warfare, pulling down the principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places, in all of these societies that are corrupt, all these unstable societies, all of these blue states and positions, all of these antichrist regimes. We must attack them spiritually. Amen. See, we not only need to be armed physically, but we need to be armed spiritually. Praise God. Everybody okay? This is reality, isn't it? This is not fake. It's not a dream. It's what's happening. Why? Because Jesus is coming. And the closer Jesus comes, the closer the time comes, the more demonic activity is going to be exposed, isn't it? Because light exposes darkness. So it's going to come to the surface. There's going to be more chaos, more riots, more things. There'll be civil war. The military will have to invade and come in, as we're seeing it already. The National Guard has already come. Now the Marines are coming. Why? Because these governors and mayors and these leaders of these demonic forces that are satanic worshipers, which they are, they're promoters of death of unborn children. They're promoters of wickedness and perversion. That is all satanic. They're demonic servants. And they serve witches. And they bring curses upon themselves. That's why Jesus called them accursed children. You know, we need to be blessed and honored that we know the truth. I'm not condemning them. They're already condemned. I'm exposing them. Because we need to know exactly what's going on. Amen. These are unstable societies. I suggest people stay away from them. Let God be God. How many of y'all want to go into Sodom and Gomorrah? It's the same thing. Don't go there. You have family there, tell them to get the heck out of there. James 3. Unless they're been taken captive, there ain't nothing you can do about it, right? Unless they become brain dead themselves. James chapter 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in a meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. Oh, they think they're so smart. They're like my phone. It's so smart, it's stupid. For where envy and self-seeking exist, what's there? Confusion. Is confusion a sound mind? No. And every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. I don't see any pureness in anything that they're doing out there. These are not protesters. They are rioters. Then peaceable, gentle. I don't see that out there. Willing to yield. Full of mercy. I don't see that at all. They're throwing the rocks at people, getting on bridges and throwing them through windows of cars. That's not merciful. And good fruits, I didn't see one good fruit. Saw a lot of rotten fruit. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Demonic wisdom. Matthew 25, verse 31. So what are we seeing? Unstable societies. That's what they're producing. They want it unstable. They want chaos. Why? Because that's how they control things. They create chaos, and then they go in and control the people. Hallelujah. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Now, what's a goat? It's rebellious. Amen? A sheep is submissive. That's symbolic. And he will set the sheep on his what side? Right. But the goats on the what? Left. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then a righteous will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when do we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the what? Left. Hello. What are these unstable societies controlled by? The left. They're called the left. You know why? They're left out. Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Man, these people have no idea what's ahead of them. We need to pray for their salvation, don't we? We need to pray for their rescue. We need to continue to call destructive fire down on all those principalities and powers of darkness and territorial spirits that are controlling them. And we need to ask God to remove them from office. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, or a stranger, or naked and sick and in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Aren't you glad you're not left? You'll be left. They'll be left behind, won't they? Amen. I hope they get this message. Hallelujah. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will what? Suffer persecution. You'll be persecuted. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. And worse, deceiving and being deceived. We see that all over. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Wow. It's amazing how many people want to be free, but they want to be free their way. You can't be free your way. That's called the highway. It's the Yahweh or highway. We get people that come from all over. They show up. They come in. They fly in. Wanting to be set free through the discipleship program. You give them the prayer booklet and they won't even speak the prayer. I can't do this. And they're gone. 15 minutes. Some of them couldn't even read the prayer on the door that shakes the dust off. They took off. Because they're so demonized. Again, they're not willing to do whatever it takes. They really don't want freedom. They want to do it their way. That means that their will is overtaking the will of God. They can't surrender. They don't have the power to surrender. Only God can draw them. And when he draws them, they must cooperate. Or he lets them go. And they'll go around that mountain over and over and over until they eat dust. Hallelujah. Imposters, evil men growing worse and worse as we see it globally. Many of them really don't want freedom. They just want a free place. Hallelujah. They are unqualified to be warriors. They got to go out and eat more dirt. Hebrews 12, verse 1, let's speak it. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with what? Endurance. You're going to need endurance. With endurance, the race that is what? Set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow. Yes, we must run with endurance. Don't look back. Keep going forward. Amen. See, you and I stand on the covenant of God, knowing that all things are going to work to the good. That we're more than conquerors. And we live from the future to the present. See, they're still living in the present and in the past. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love suffers long. I don't see any long suffering out there these days. And is what? Kind. I don't see, if somebody's throwing a rock at your car, that's not very kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. In other words, does not lie. All of these medias that are lying, all these, I mean, they're, we call the media false prophets, you know. They lie. They're telling people, oh, this is a peaceful protest. Right. It's a stinking riot. It ain't no peaceful protest. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Never fails. Amen? Never fails. You're carrying the love of God, never fails. I'm going to close at Matthew 16, verse 21. It says, from that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. Peter didn't hear what Jesus said. He said he'd raise from the dead. He was like, man, you ain't going through this. But Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. You are not mindful of the things of God. Are these people that are out there, these unstable societies, mindful of the things of God? No. But you are only mindful of the things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. These people are not denying themselves. They're promoting themselves. And take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Praise be to God. Remember, the God's word is multidimensional, past, present, and future. You must determine and interpret what God is speaking to you at that time. We are watching chaos escalate. You've heard me say this before. These are unstable societies controlled by the Nephilim race, Satan's kingdom, financed by them also. They will not get away with it. No matter what happens, they'll all stand before God. But God's wrath is going to come. They will not be able to escape. It's happening. You and I are seeing it. We are going to see the reward of the wicked and the release of the wicked financial treasures into our hands. Because this is the last days. We don't know exactly how long or when, but I know that we're in a time and a season right now where there's a great fight and battle, and we've got to drive them out. That's why you must warfare every single day. Drive them out. Drive these spirits to the pit and drive these individuals into the prisons. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We're honored and blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. These individuals are not mindful of you, Papa. They're fighting for a deceptive cause enforced by evil positions. All these blue seats of positions, states, and countries, and run of these evil forces creating unstable societies under their control because they can't control divine order, so they create chaos. Lord, rescue them. Drive these principalities and powers of darkness out, wickedness in heavenly places, to the pit, and ascend your angels and establish your government and your kingdom in every location, turning all these blue states and positions into red ones for your glory, for your honor, and your praise, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.